Well, everybody, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs, also chairman of the board, founder of Mage LLC. In both my roles, we're always looking at how companies and organizations are making change and succeeding in this economy, sometimes not succeeding. Hopefully, we're not going to talk. We won't have many of those stories that everybody is finding their way to the new economy. Our next guest is Kezia Fitzgerald. I hope I got that right. CEO and co-founder of Caroline.
Yeah, Kezia. Thank you.
Kezia, sorry.
That's okay.
Oh, I said Kezia. Sorry, Kezia. Well, tell us about Caroline.
Yeah. So thank you for having me, Jeff. And it's great to be here. So Caroline is medical securement safety device company. We started in 2012. It came from personal innovation for personal need. I'm a cancer patient myself. And in 2011, my infant daughter and I were both diagnosed with two different forms of cancer. And so managing the lines called PICC lines and central lines and different vascular access lines was something that we had to do and figure out on our own. And so when my daughter was going through treatment, she, you know, used these lines for toys and a teether, and, you know, it wasn't helpful to her to be able to play and be a normal kid to have this line hanging around her arm and her chest. So I developed devices to help manage those, and we decided to, you know, see how that worked, and we had a lot of interest from other families. And so when we realized that it wasn't just a problem that we were having personally, we decided to get the devices out to the rest of the people who needed them. So we work primarily with hospitals, and they use our PICC lines and central lines in their safety bundles. And they help to protect their patients from risk of infection and dislodgement and breakage of those lines, and help them be able to keep their patients safe both in the hospital and at home. And so when COVID hit, we had a lot of these hospital partners, and we started asking them sort of, what can we do to help? And their first response was, we really need isolation gowns. They were really concerned about the shortages of PPE, and there were a lot of people working on different types of masks to help them, but they didn't have a lot of people working on isolation gowns. And so that's sort of how we jumped into the world of PPE. And we are really glad that we're able to use our Massachusetts manufacturer, who has been great and has been working with us for 8 years now. And we were able to use that manufacturing facility and start making isolation gowns and sort of everyday masks for the general community, but the isolation gowns for the medical community.
You sell mostly in certain regions of the country versus others?
So we actually have a pretty wide national following. We sell mostly to different pediatric hospitals with our legacy products, our sleeves and wraps. And so we have hospitals like Colorado Children's, Rainbow Babies, which is part of the University Hospitals system in Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati Children's, Cleveland Clinic. But then we also have some local hospitals here in Boston. Boston Children's, of course, that's where our daughter was treated, and that's where we created the products. And so they have been great followers of ours and lovers of our products for more years than anyone else. And then we work with Tufts and MGH and the Brigham here in Boston as well.
Did you fund this all yourself, or did you have to use alternative sources of funding?
So at the very beginning, we did have a friend and family investor who helped us out. And so he has been a great help in building this company and getting it going. So that helped us out for the first couple of years. And then after that, we were able to sell into hospitals almost immediately. So we started selling into hospitals in 2013. And we've been able to sort of build that revenue and be able to use grants and other things like that to help build the company that way.
So are you going to stick with this product line, or are you seeing more applications for new products?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started with our vascular access products, but what we wanted to do when we were making the PPE is we didn't want to make it so that we were making something that was temporary. We didn't want it to just be something that we were doing, you know, in this moment and then it would be over. So we really worked hard to make sure that our gowns fit with all the FDA regulations. They're FDA registered, as are our other products. So we went through the whole process that way. We wanted to really make sure that what we were making was something that was completely compliant with all the regulations so that we could provide that for the future. And one of the things that we looked at as far as sustainability is, instead of going with a disposable gown and making something that's a one-time use, we actually make reusable gowns. And so they have a 25 use tested life right now. So they're fully tested to 25 uses. We're actually looking into seeing if we can test them to further uses as well. But what we realized was that the disposable system creates lots of issues with the supply chain. You know, you constantly have to have new supply. You constantly have to have new manufactured goods. And it also creates a lot of waste for the hospital system. And so because they're using so much more PPE now, it creates a big backlog in both the supply chain and the other end on the waste side. And so the American Journal of Infection Control actually did a study that compared the reusable gown system to the disposable gown system overall. And the reusable system saves 93 to 99% on waste, 41% on water consumption, 30% on greenhouse gas emissions. So, you know, overall, even with that, it's a huge benefit to the environment. But then on the supply chain side, you need far fewer gowns in order to meet the demand because they can be used multiple times. And then the cost is about 60 to 70% less overall. So it helps both sides of the coin, and it really could help to sustain PPE and not run into shortage issues in the future to do a reusable system. So we want to continue doing this in the future.
So what is it about your background that made you adept at developing these products?
So I think it comes from the fact that we've lived a cancer patient life for almost 10 years now. Being diagnosed in 2011 and having two diagnoses in the family, we've had to adapt a lot. So you very quickly learn that you have to adapt to new normals. And so sort of in our personal life, we've always been able to adapt, but we sort of applied that to Caroline and being able to adapt any of our products to changes that happen in the healthcare system. Healthcare changes very quickly. I know sometimes it doesn't seem like that, but on the back end side, it changes fairly quickly. New devices are always being innovated. New processes are always being innovated. And so to be able to adapt quickly to what's happening in real time in the hospitals helps us and our products be able to be applied to more patients. And that means we can help more people. And because we've lived that patient life, we know that, you want things to be able to change with you as you learn new things. So being able to recognize and adapt and be comfortable with doing something new when you know better, you do better, and doing that new normal thing. We've been able to apply that to building products as well. And we were able to, go to our hospital partners and say, what is it in isolation gowns that you are missing in the current ones that you're using? And we were able to add those features into the isolation gowns that we made. So we have a higher collar, we have thumb hole cuffs that help the gloves stay over the cuffs better so that there's no gap at the wrist for protection. And then we use a hook and loop closure in the back for tearaway doffing that completely covers the back but can be torn away for less contamination and removing the gown. So, we were able to really talk to the users of these products and say, how can we help you the most, and what are you missing now, and be able to incorporate those into these products.
So much. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And we're speaking with Kezia Fitzgerald, CEO and co-founder of Caroline. If somebody needs to find you or Caroline, how would they do that?
Absolutely. So we have a website, caroline.com. So you can see it sort of over my shoulder there. It's CareAline.com. And we have information on there about our personal protective equipment, our PPE, and then also our sleeves and wraps for vascular access lines, and our everyday masks as well, which use a chlorine activated fabric. So it's a little bit extra protective than the simple cotton masks that you see on the market today.
Great. Thank you for being on the show today. We hope you come back again into the new year and tell us how you're doing. This is
absolutely
great.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. That's clearly another entrepreneur. And we will be right back with more stories.